Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
When it comes to analyzing and processing bills, it all comes down to committees. And when it comes to committees, there are four types. A committees are the workhorses. They meet Monday through Friday from 8 until noon. B committees have lighter workloads and meet Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. The committees with the lightest workloads are the C committees. They meet Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3 to 5 p.m. Legislators typically serve on an A, B, and C committee. The fourth type of committee meets whenever necessary. This would be the House and Senate Ethics Committees or Rules Committees. And of all 45 total committees, the powerhouses are the House and Senate Appropriations and Finance and Claims Committees, which handle the budget, and the House and Senate Judiciary Committees, which handle all of the heavy moral and ethical bills. Things like the death penalty, gun control, free speech, religious liberty, LGBT issues, and assisted suicide. And of the two, House Judiciary carries a much heavier workload. That's because the House has twice as many members in the Senate, so more bills originate in the House, and many of these are killed without ever making it to the Senate. The House and Senate Judiciary Committees are where the Montana Family Foundation Government Affairs team spends most of its time. And the chair of House Judiciary is Representative Amy Regeer. I vice-chaired the House Judiciary Committee 25 years ago, and of all the judiciary chairs I've seen over the past 2.5 decades, Representative Regeer is one of the best. Because of the types of bills heard in the committee, hearings can be emotionally charged, and Representative Regeer never loses control. Meetings are orderly, timely, and fair. Those on either side of every issue, whether they be Republicans or Democrats, conservatives or liberals, are all treated equally and with respect. She plays by the rules, and she expects everyone else in the room to do so as well. She's kind and gentle, with a backbone of steel, exactly the demeanor necessary to keep the committee on track, as evidenced by two bills heard last week that could have easily gone off the rails. The first was House Bill 798, a bill to repeal the provision in Montana's Constitution that defines marriage as a union between a man and a woman. Not surprisingly, the bill was brought by Montana's only transgender legislator, who was also sanctioned for leading a riot on the House floor last session. Last Friday, we discussed that bill on this broadcast, and today I'm happy to report that the bill is dead. It was killed yesterday in the Judiciary Committee on a party-line vote. I'm also happy to report that the entire process from hearing through committee vote was orderly and respectful. The other bill was Senate Bill 218, a bill to provide for a private right of action for those who undergo so-called gender-affirming care and then later suffer medical complications or regret. The hearing was packed with both proponents and opponents, and at one point, a transgender lobbyist who should have known better called a medical professional from our side an expletive. The hearing could have gone south, but Representative Regeer forcefully intervened, and the hearing continued without further incident. It's hard to serve in the legislature, and it's even harder to maintain decorum in contentious hearings. We applaud all of the committee chairs that work so hard to ensure that the process remains equitable and fair for everyone involved. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.